are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. You are listening to another segment of Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our wonderful pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson, a great man and woman of God. We invite you to join us at any of our services, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Come and join us. You will definitely be blessed of the Lord. I am your host for today, Andre Jordan. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in each weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. We just want to continue in the vein that we were in. We were talking about the importance of renewing our mind. We want to continue that kingdom sound today. A lot of weight on that topic. It is so important. It is the most important thing we can do every day, and then continually throughout the day as we encounter and engage with life. Father, thank you today that we're on your heart and mind. Thank you today for you taking the time through this broadcast to remind us of critical key components and responsibilities to renew our mind, to allow Holy Spirit to renew it as he transforms us by the renewing of our minds. So, Father, we commit this broadcast to you. We thank you for every listener. I pray that you minister to them individually, Father. As the word of God goes forth, let it penetrate and hit the target in the spirit. Let lives be changed and transformed. Minds be changed and transformed to the glory and honor and praise of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So glad you're with us on today. So glad God touched your heart and caused you to tune in. Whether you think it's by accident, it's accidentally on purpose. It's by the divine will and plan of God that you hear the word of the Lord today. So as I said, we're continuing in the vein of renewing our mind. We must renew our minds. If you think about how the world bombards us on every side, there is a sound of the world here, a sound of the world there, pressing in and pressing us, trying to mold how we think, how what we agree with, trying to cause us to come into agreement with things that are not of God. But it takes the power of the Holy Spirit and the word of God that we renew our minds, that we change how we think, that we keep filtering out the toxins and poisonous ways of that the world tells us to think. The world says everything is okay. This behavior, this conduct, this action, look at how the world is ever changing its mind about what is acceptable. And it's changing its mind to the negative, to the point that almost the world's filter has like one big gigantic hole in it, and everything is classified as okay. But the word of God that is our filter says, absolutely not. Don't be conformed to the world. This world will take you straight to hell if you believe and buy into its lie, buy into its compromise, buy into its ungodliness, buy into its sinful actions, thoughts, and deeds. We must renew our minds because we live in the world. So we live in the world. When you think about oxygen, you think about it's in the world, it's in the atmosphere. So we all can breathe it. We need it. It's life-giving source. Think about the world and the things of the world. Where I'm in this atmosphere. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world, but I'm in this atmosphere where all of these wrong, sinful deeds are being called right. I'm in this atmosphere, but I'm not of this world. So I've got to filter that junk out. Take the oxygen in the atmosphere, but I've got to filter all of this other junk that the world is presenting to me, all of these lies, all of this ungodliness, all of this uncleanness. I've got to filter it out. I've got to remain focused on what does the holy word of God says. I've got to continue to renew my mind so I can invite Holy Spirit into my day and mind every day. Holy Spirit, I invite your presence. I invite you into my day to take the lead, to take charge, to lead, to guide, to bring me back to the truth of the word of God. So our minds, more important than a vitamin, more important than exercise, that is my exercise, my chief exercise, more important than walking, running, jogging, more important than anything I'll do today, it will be that I renew my mind, that I get with God early in my day and commit it to him and renew my mind with the word and allow Holy Spirit to have his way. It's the most important thing that we do when it comes to renewing. We need to have a new element wrought, worked in our being. The renewing process that will produce inner transformation. That is what we're saying. When we say we renew in the natural, we talk about how we could renew your driver's license, renew your health insurance policy, renew your homeowner's insurance policy, renew your auto tag, renew. God say you renew those things in the natural. What about your mind? It expires daily. So that means I've got to renew it daily. My auto tag, I need to get that once a year. But my mind, sometimes it expires hour by hour. I've got to keep it renewed. I've got to keep it on track and in alignment and in agreement with Holy Spirit, in alignment with the word of God. It teaches me how to think, how I can learn how to think and have the nature and DNA, the thoughts of God. God says, your thoughts aren't my thoughts, but if you let me in through the power of the Holy Spirit, I'll transform how you think. I'll help you change how you think so you begin to think like me. Amen? Amen. The Bible talks to us. Our key scripture comes out of Romans 12:2. Let me read it again. Romans 12:1-2. I'll read them both. These are our foundation scriptures for the Kingdom Sound today. I beseech you, beg, plead you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present, make yourself a gift to God today. Give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. When we think about give our bodies to God because of all he's done to us, because of his mercy, present our bodies to God as a living, holy, acceptable sacrifice unto God, the kind of sacrifice that he will find acceptable. It's our reasonable service. When it says give our bodies, present our bodies, all of me, look at our bodies, look at our mind, look at our eyes, look at our nose, look at our mouth, look at our ears, look at the rest of us, chest, limbs, arms, leg, feet, look at all of my body, all of the parts, the outward parts, the uncomely parts, look at all of me. God says, present all of you down to my fingernails, down to my fingertips, down to my toes and toenails. Present all of me unto God, a living, ouch, ouch, ouch sacrifice. It's alive. If I was a dead piece of meat, oh gosh, it would be easy to present that to the Lord. Not trying to get up, not trying to scurry away. That would be easy. But God said, no. I want us. God always wants a sacrifice that costs something. That's what's acceptable to him. He says, I want a sacrifice that costs you something. Invest you in me. Present yourself, all your body. So my mind, my soul, my will, my intellect, all of me, my mouth, presented to him so he can transform it. My eyes, present them to him so he can transform them, so I can see differently. Where I allow them to go will be different. What I allow my mouth to say will be different, because I've encountered Holy Spirit. I've encountered the Word of God. I've come into agreement. I've made a decision. I'm not going to be conformed to the world. I've said no to the world and yes to God. Some of us can start right there. Say no to the world and yes to God. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come in agreement with God. Give the enemy back his tricks and tools. A repentance, confession, salvation. Amen. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Kingdom Sound is all tied into renewing your mind. That's the starting place. I accept Christ, the Lordship of Christ. I realize my need of a Savior. I'm a train wreck. I'm a hot mess. God, come into my life. Jesus, come into my life today. I repent of my sins. I ask your forgiveness. I believe you're the Son of God. Thank you for your birth, death, burial, resurrection, enabling you to resurrect my life because you died for my sins. And so now I change how I think. We're talking about renewing our minds. Those of us that are saved, we renewed our minds that day we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. I changed how I think, but it's a process. That day that we accepted Christ, he came into us. Holy Spirit came and made his abode in us. And now we can go further. That was the open door that we stepped in. Jesus was knocking at the door of our heart. You and I stepped in that open door and said, yes, Lord, come in. We accept you. We welcomed him in. Now, guess what? He came in. Now he says to you and I, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. Jesus came in. He brought Holy Spirit in. Holy Spirit say, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. Because our spirit man, hey, saved, love the Lord, love God. Guess what? We're triune. Father, Son, Spirit, we're triune beings. Body, soul, spirit. Holy Spirit says, come on. You've accepted Jesus Christ. I'm here. The Comforter has come. I've come with some work and some tools and some mop and some bucket and some scouring things, some Ajax. Let's get to work on the heart, on the mind of man. And how do we do it? I gave those tools in the natural, but it's spiritual. A spiritual mop, a spiritual bucket. It's called the Word of God. It's called the scripture. David says, purge me with hyssop, scour me, get this junk out of me. Holy Spirit wants to do it. The process. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. It's a process. Holy Spirit ready to work today. He ready to work every minute of the day. He's ready to work every hour of the day. Let him in. Let him work in our hearts and minds. It's critical. We're at a critical point in the world today. Look at what's going on. Look at what laws are being passed. Look at what decisions are being made. Critical. If we don't renew our mind, we'll come into agreement with these things. We won't speak up against them. We won't speak out against it, but we will conform. We'll let the world pretzel us and make us bend, make us complicit, make us agree, make us conform, make us take its shape and form, its language, its words. But no, we resist through the power of the Holy Spirit. We resist in the name of Jesus Christ. This is sin. This is wrong. This is not lawful. This is against God. I will not come in agreement. No matter what policies are pushed, no matter what propaganda is preached, the Word of God is my truth, my filter. I allow the Holy Spirit. I welcome him every day. Come in, Holy Spirit. My God, I want to please the Father today. I want to please him. I want to present myself that holy living sacrifice today. I need you to do it. I'm ready to work. Are you ready to work today? I'm ready to work, Holy Spirit. I'm ready to partner with you in the work of the Lord. This is the work of the Lord, that you renew your mind. This is my responsibility. God has given us Jesus Christ. Jesus has given his life. The Father has sent us the Holy Spirit through Christ. Now it's time for us to do our part. We have a piece and a part to play, and that is to present ourselves. Get with God. Get with the Holy Spirit. Present yourself to him. Let him in. Open the door of your heart and your mind so we can let him in and allow him. He'll transform us if we'll open our holy word. Let the Holy Spirit in. Open ourselves through prayer. Ask and invite him in. Then crack open our dusty Bibles. Hey, open the word. We've got to read the word of God. We've got to get the word of God into our heart and minds. We hear it. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, hearing it, putting it in our spiritual ears, hearing it so it can get in our hearts, so it can transform us. It's the seat bed of who we are, the heart, the mind. It's the seat bed of who we are. It needs to be changed. God has saved us. Our spirit man is saved, loving God, ready to be with the Lord. But God has to chisel. You ever had some hard, gunky dirt in our house? Something that we find behind the refrigerator, behind the stove, something that's almost like cemented to a surface, hard, gunky junk. And that's how sometimes our heart is. Think about the parable of the sower, how he went out to sow seed. Some of that soil was so hard, it wouldn't receive seed for nothing in this world. The seed laying on top of that hard soil. My God, what about the soil of our minds today? Will we receive the seed of the word? I want it. God, let us be good soil today. The soil of our mind. Let it be receptive today. Sometimes, Holy Spirit, you got to come in. Something been in there so long. It can't just be taken with a Bounty paper towel and a little bit of spray and wiped the surface clean. Holy Spirit got to get hyssop. He got to scrape. He got to take a little off today. Come back and treat that thing. You know how sometimes we take soil areas and places and we spray and we'll let that sit or we'll let that soak. Holy Spirit got to soak the word in us. It's not a one-time thing. That's why renew your mind daily in the word of God. Renew your mind daily. Remind, as we read the word, as we look into the law of God, as we look into this holy book of the word, we're reminded of what God says is right. God gets to dictate what's right in my life. I know nothing. Oh my gosh, I know that I'm dependent upon the Lord. I'm dependent upon the Holy Spirit. I'm dependent upon the blood of Jesus. I'm dependent upon every word of the mouth of God. I'm dependent on that. I know nothing but what Christ, what the Holy Spirit, what the word of God says is true. That is my truth. He is my truth. Christ is my truth. And so that when I open myself up to God and I close myself up to the lies of the world, I begin to permit the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is the word of God. I begin to permit that in me. I was thinking today about how we take a pot of boiling water and we put salt in it. You're going to make a pot of grits. You take a pot of boiling water, you put your salt before you put the grits in, and you taste the water, and the water is salty. That putting that salt in the water, the salt, the pot of water is bigger than the salt, but you put that salt in and the salt permeates the water. Permeates. So not one place is the water not salty. The salt takes control. It takes over. It permeates. It infuses the whole pot of water. So now you've got a good pot of salty water. You're ready to put your grits in. The same way I give that analogy, we want the word of God to permeate us. Oh, we want it to be like the salt, the pot of boiling salt water, that there's no place that I can find that's not salty. There's no place that I can find that's not completely infused with the word of God. That is the point. God and the Spirit of God wants to completely penetrate infuse and take over and permeate every part of our being. God says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present from head to toe, crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Permit all of it to my use and my service. Give yourself to me. Give your body to me. Now we give our body to him. The mind, the soul controls the body. And that is why we've got to renew our minds. If our mind stays unrenewed, guess what? Your soulish, your unrenewed soulish nature gonna tell your body what to do. You've got to think about this. Before we became saved and accepted Jesus Christ and born again believers and Christ followers, we lived by the world. So when the Bible tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, it's saying change how you think, because if you got saved at 30, for 30 years you thought by the world system, you were in agreement with it, you were conformed to it, and now you met Jesus Christ and you received him as your Lord and Savior and Master. And now there is a necessity to change how you think. You've changed kingdoms. And so there is a supernatural process at work to change how you think from the kingdom of darkness. The mind, the scripture tells us, was darkened. And in a darkened mind, we'll do anything we want to do. Anything this flesh screams and hollers and tells us to do, anything our unregenerate soulish nature tells us to do, we will do it. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the resurrection of power of Jesus to transform us and translate us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I woke up in Christ and I was in a whole new kingdom. I had escaped from the kingdom of darkness. He saved me and rescued me and he placed me in his kingdom of light. And now I've got to allow Holy Spirit and the Word of God to turn the light on in my mind. He turned the light on in my spirit, man. And now daily it's a work to turn the light of God on, to take that territory that's been darkened by the world and let it be transformed, let it be renewed, let it be turned into a whole nother creation, a whole nother concept, a whole nother person and being in Christ. The Word of God has the power to do that, to transform us, to transform our minds, to bring us to the mind of Christ, the place where our mind is renewed like the mind of Jesus Christ. I begin to say what Jesus said. I begin to think what Jesus said. Let me say this. Something about when a mind is renewed, your language will broadcast where your mind is. Your language, as our minds are renewed, guess what? It begins to permeate, like I said, that salt in the pot, boiling pot of water. Oh, it begins to show on the outside. It's an inner work. The renewing of our minds is inner transformation. It's a work of the Holy Spirit on the inner man. But my God, as that begins to take hold in us, as we're faithful to work alongside, partnering with Holy Spirit, allowing him being receptive as he hoe, as he weed, as he chisel, as he take a jackhammer to some of our minds, the darkened places, as he begin to get the grunge and the dirt and the filth and the uncleanness and the perverse ways and the wrong belief systems and the wrong ways of thinking and the wrong ways of conduct, the wrong ways of behavior. Oh, he begins to scrub us clean. Hyssop, bleach, Lysol, fantastic, Mr. Clean. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to be our Mr. Clean today. Cleanse us. Oh, present us with a renewed mind for the Father. And we take the seed of the Word of God and we plant a whole new garden in our mind's bed, a whole new garden, so that we'll sprout up seeds of righteousness. We'll sprout up love, peace, joy. We'll produce, hallelujah, the fruit of the Spirit in our lives today. The kingdom sound of the Lord today. Our minds must be renewed. We must renew. Holy Spirit, thank you today for this word. Thank you that this word has an anointing on it today as it's being dispersed out over the atmosphere through the mechanism of the radio, Father. Thank you today for causing us all to come back into remembrance of the importance of renewing our mind. Do not be conformed. Do not be pressed into the mold of the world. Do not copy. Do not let the world dictate to you. Do not let the propaganda of the world and the world system dictate to you how you think, act, behave, and conduct yourself. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be, we will be those that are transformed. Our actions, our behavior, our responses, our attitude, our heart posture is transformed by the renewing of our mind, the work of the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Word of God at work in us to change how we think, how we perceive, change our belief system to that of the Word of God. Then we will learn, as we allow Holy Spirit to do this, as we give Him access, we will learn and know God's will for our lives. We will learn and know God's good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for our lives. Amen, amen, amen. You've been listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne. Our pastors, Thomas and Teresa Robinson, would love to welcome you. Come and visit us any Sunday morning at 11 a.m., any Tuesday night at 7 p.m. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, and you're going to know that Jesus Christ loves you. I pray that you receive the Word of God today. I pray that the Word encouraged you to renew your mind. Allow Holy Spirit to transform you by the renewing of your mind. God bless you and keep you always. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with a question for John that was submitted by a listener who visited our website. He asks, if changed desires and a godly life indicate true conversion, why does Paul talk in Romans 7 about his ongoing struggle to flee sin and do what is right? I mean, if he's struggling with sin, he's probably not truly saved, right? Well, how would you answer him, John?
Wrong. If he's struggling with sin, that's a good indication that he is saved. Do you think non-believers have some great struggle with sin? No. How do they function? All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, 1 John 2 says. How do non-regenerate people